This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Election Commission of India issued the notification for the assembly election in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of assembly poll in West Bengal today, with the assurance of notification filing of nomination papers has begun in the states. Single-phase polling for all 234 assembly constituencies in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of voting for 152 constituencies in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of next month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi interacted with party workers in Assam under Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot Samvad program this afternoon. The interaction aims to energize grassroots workers ahead of the upcoming Assam assembly elections with a focus on highlighting the state's development. Addressing the party workers, the Prime Minister highlighted Assam's transformation over the past decade, stating that rapid progress across sectors reflects the success of the National Democratic Alliance government's double engine model.
असम में बीजेपी एनडीए की हैट्रिक लगे इसके लिए आप सभी जबरदस्त मेहनत कर रहे हैं। मैं जानता हूं असम में बीजेपी एनडीए को लेकर बहुत अधिक समर्थन है, लेकिन आप लोग जमीन पर जो अनुभव कर रहे हैं, जो आपके विचार हैं, मैं उन्हें जानने के लिए बहुत उत्सुक हूं।
He expressed confidence that the people of the state are ready to continue this development journey by supporting the alliance for another 5 years. The Lok Sabha has taken up a discussion on efforts to free the country from left-wing extremism. Initiating the debate, Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde hailed the efforts of the Narendra Modi-led government, paramilitary forces and police forces to make the country free of Naxalism. He said the Modi government has regained the trust of tribals, the poor and the marginalised. Mr. Shinde said the government is empowering them and the Red Corridor is being transformed into a growth corridor. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today strongly defended the strength of the Indian economy in Parliament, saying the rupee's value is market-driven and India's macroeconomic fundamentals remain robust despite global uncertainties. Replying during the question hour in the Lok Sabha on the rupee's depreciation, the Finance Minister said fundamentals of the Indian economy are strong and currencies across the world are witnessing volatility due to global uncertainty. The government today said a provision of 95,692 crore rupees has been made for the Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji scheme in financial year 2026-27. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Rural Development, Kamlesh Paswan said, under the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme, Mahatma Gandhi NREGS, allocation of 30,000 crore rupees has been made. He said this is expected to meet the financial commitments under Mahatma Gandhi NREGS till the Vikasit Bharat Ji Ramji Act commences. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill aims to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces. The bill has provisions that 50% of the total posts in the rank of Inspector General and a minimum of 67% of the posts in the rank of Additional Director General and all posts in the rank of Special Director General and Director General shall be filled by Indian Police Service officers on deputation. Bihar Chief Minister and Janata Dal United President Nitish Kumar has resigned from his membership of the State Legislative Council, complying with constitutional provisions after his recent election to the Rajya Sabha. JDU MLC Sanjay Gandhi submitted Nitish Kumar's resignation letter to the Chairman of the Legislative Council, Avdhesh Narayan Singh. India's Sheetal Devi has been named Para Archer of the Year 2025 by World Archery. The 19-year-old from Jammu and Kashmir became the first and only female armless archer to win gold at the World Para Archery Championships by claiming the top honours in the women's compound individual event at Gwangju in South Korea last year. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading on a bearish note during the last hour of trade today as sell-off across sectors intensified. The Sensex shed 1,533 points to 72,050. And with that, we end this news bulletin.